Hello and welcome to Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo of RCCG The King's Court, London, SW170BQ. Sit back, listen, and command your day in His presence. God bless you as you listen.
Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Let us pray. Our God, our Maker, we want to say thank you to you. We bless and we honor you. We magnify your holy name. We thank you, Lord, for another time of refreshing in your holy presence. I will pray, Lord, that indeed you speak to us individually and collectively today in the name of our Lord Jesus. Let the word that we are going to hear, Jehovah God, let it convict, let it strengthen, let it motivate, let it inspire us in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, everlasting Father. We bless and we honor you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. It gives me great pleasure to welcome you once again to your favorite program, Commanding Your Day. And I pray that the Almighty God will visit you specially today. He will perform His wonders in your lives in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. That which you have been looking unto the Lord for, the Almighty God in His infinite mercies will release such to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He will wipe away your tears, your pains, your frustration, and take you to a new pedestal, a new level of abundance, a new level of joy, a new level of peace, a new level of victory in all areas of your lives, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Today I'll be sharing with us what I titled, You Have a Future and a Hope. You have a future and a hope. And I'm taking my text from the book of Jeremiah 29, and I'm reading from verse 10 to 13. Jeremiah 29, reading from verse 10 to 13. See, this is what the Lord says. When 70 years have completed for Babylon, I will come to you and fulfill my good promise to bring you back to this place. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plan to give you hope and a future. Somebody will have a hope and a future, that your hope, that your future will not be bleak in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Verse 12 says, then you will call on me and come and pray to me, and I will listen to you. You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. May the Lord bless the reading of His word in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, the Bible there that we've just read is telling us that you have to seek the Lord with all your heart. You will call unto Him, you will pray, you will serve Him, and then you can be guaranteed of a bright future and a hope. I want you to know, brothers and sisters, that God indeed has a plan for you. He has a plan for you, and the plans that He has for you have even been in existence before you are born. He tells us in the book of Jeremiah chapter 1, reading from verse 5. He said, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, I set you apart. I appointed you as a prophet to the nations. So before you are even born at all, God already have a plan for you. You already have a planned future and a hope. And I pray, Lord, that the plans and purposes of God concerning you, indeed they shall come to pass, in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. What I want you to know is that what God purposed for you, nobody can thwart it. Nobody can cancel it. The Bible tells us in the book of Job chapter 42, verse 2, He said, I know that you can do all things. He said, no purpose of yours can be thwarted. That which God has planned for you, no power of hell will be able to thwart it. Brothers and sisters, hold on to that plan. Hold on to the hope that you have in God, and those hopes shall come to pass in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Because how do you get your hope? Your hope comes from the Word of God. The Word of God never fails. His word will come to pass. It tells us in the book of Isaiah chapter 55. Isaiah chapter 55, reading from verse 11. Say, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me empty. The word of God will not return to him empty. But it will accomplish that I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. So, brothers and sisters, have you been able to find a word in the scripture that relates to that situation you are looking unto God for? Hold on to that word. That which the Lord has promised there, it will come to pass. He also tells us in the book of Psalms, Psalm 119 verse 89 says, your word, Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heaven. His word is eternal. It can withstand any time, any season. For brothers and sisters, hold on to the word of God and see the word of God coming to pass in your life, that which he has purposed for you. Indeed, it will come to pass in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ, because his promises are yea and amen. Hold on to it. No matter the situation you are going through, let the word of God be your anchor. Use the word of God as your anchor, and then you see his promises being manifested in your life. The Bible tells us in the book of Hebrews chapter 6, reading from verse 19. It says, we have this hope as an anchor for the soul, firm and secure. It enters the inner sanctuary behind the curtain. So hold on to the word of God and see his word coming to pass in your life. I want you to know that, yes, the situation you may be going through may make you feel weary. It may make you feel that, oh, what is happening to me? You begin to ask questions, but take hope. Have hope in God. Hope in the word of God. The Bible tells us in the book of Isaiah chapter 40, I read from verse 28 to 31. Say, do you not know? Have you not heard? The Lord is the everlasting God, the creator of the ends of the earth. Say, he will not grow tired or weary, and his understanding no one can fathom. Brothers and sisters, God doesn't go tired or weary. His understanding no one in this world can fathom. In verse 29, he says, he gives strength to the weary. Are you feeling weak? Does your reality make you feel weak? Brothers and sisters, ignore the reality and look unto the word of God. Hold on to the word of God. Brothers and sisters, as you hold on to the word of God, does the reality begin to change and begin to be like the word of God? That which God has promised you will begin to come to pass. As you put your focus, you fix your eyes on the word of God. See, he gives strength to the weary. The Lord will strengthen you. See, and increases the power of the weak. You increase your power. You may be weak today, but if you hold on to the word of God, the Almighty God will strengthen you. He tells us in verse 30 of that, Isaiah 40, he says, even youths grow tired. That's the reality. That's your reality. And weary. And young men stumble and fail. But in verse 31, see, but those who hope in who? In the Lord. Those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles, and they will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. You will walk, you will not faint. You will run, you will not be weary, because the Almighty God will strengthen you. He will strengthen you. He will keep you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. I now want you to know, brothers and sisters, that the Lord has not forsaken you, and he will not forsake you. Once you put your trust in him, all you need to do, brothers and sisters, is for you to be strong and courageous in the midst of the challenges, in the midst of that difficult situation, in the midst of whatever you may be going through right now. Everybody may be calling you names. Don't worry. Hold on to the word of God. It may tarry, it will come to pass. The Bible tells us in Deuteronomy 31 verse 6, the Lord will deliver them to you, and you must do to them all that I have commanded you. But say, that's it. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid or terrified because of them, because of those situations, because of those circumstances. Say, for the Lord your God, he goes with you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. Hallelujah. The Lord will never leave you. He will never forsake you. But hold on to his promises. Hold on to his promises and see his promises become real in your life. Always remember that the Lord is with you. He will be with you. He will keep you. He will guide you. Whatever you are going through, just take it as if, you know, when you are watching a football match that they have already ended and you are watching a replay and you can see team A scoring against your team. Maybe they score 2-3 goals and your team is 3 goals behind. But brothers and sisters, you already know the scores, that the scores of the match is 5-3. Well, you will not be bothered because you know that at the end, even though they were able to score 3 goals ahead of you, it's still your team that won. So you will not develop unnecessary hypertension, avoidable one. Why? Because you already know the scores. So God has already fought the battle for you. He has already won the battle for you. So what you are going through now is a replay. It's a replay on the word of God. Hope on the word of God. Hold on to the word of God. And you see his word, his promises coming to pass in your life. It will certainly come to pass. We who have started a good thing will be faithful to complete. It tells us in Philippians 1 verse 6, say, be confident of this, that he who began a good work in you will carry it to completion. He who began a good work will carry it to completion. So, brothers and sisters, that good thing the Lord has started in your life, that good plan that the Lord has for you, those good purpose the Lord has for you, they will indeed come to pass in the name of our Lord Jesus. Inasmuch as you remain connected to this God, what I'm saying, everything I'm saying right now, it relates with those who have a relationship with the Almighty God. Can you really say you have a relationship with Jesus? Have you submitted yourself to Jesus? Brothers and sisters, the Bible makes us to understand that submit yourself to the Lord. Submit yourself to the Lord and you will resist the devil and he will flee. But for the devil to flee, for you to resist him, you must first of all submit yourself to Christ. So I'm giving you this opportunity in order for you to have that plan that God has purposed for you to become a reality. That reality you are experiencing now is not what God wants for you. God wants something better for you. And indeed, God will take you to that level. All you need to do is to trust in Him. No matter how good your current situation is, there is something better than it. That God can take you to that realm. He can take you to that realm in as much as you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. So just say after me this day and say, Lord Jesus Christ, I surrender my life to you. I believe that Jesus is my Lord and my Savior. And I confess it with my mouth. Jesus, come into my life and save my soul from every form of eternal destruction. In the name of our Lord Jesus. Father, thank you. I bless you. For this, your children that have confessed Jesus Christ is their Lord and Savior, I pray, Lord, that you have mercy upon them in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. And let your word, your promises, let it become real in the life of everyone who have listened to this broadcast in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus. The Lord will be with you. The Lord will perfect all that concerns you. The Lord will fight your battles. He will grant you victory on all sides. In the mighty name of our Lord Jesus, each time you cry unto Him, the Lord will answer you. In the name of Jesus, continue to enjoy the peace and the love of God. Until we meet again next week, God bless you richly. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen.
Thank you for joining us today on Commanding Your Day with Pastor Femi Adebajo. We hope you were blessed with the words and prayers. You can contact us through 0208-947-7257 with any prayer request or send a message via the mobile app or www.mzradiolondon.com. You can also visit www.thekingscourt.org.uk for more resources to help you command your day daily. God bless you in Jesus' name.